This episode of China Money Podcast is sponsored by Lehman Brown, a China accounting, audit, and advisory firm, Zuji.com, an online travel agent providing flights and hotels bookings worldwide, Mint.com, personal budgeting and financial management software, and go to Webinar, unlimited webinars for one low rate. Go to ChinaMoneyNetwork.com and click on our sponsors links. Thank you, everyone, so much.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to China Money Podcast. I'm your host, Nina Xiang. Our guest today is Bruno Benset, co-founder of financial advisory firm Shanghai Vest. He is in Paris today, and I am in New York City, so we're talking over the phone. Hi, Bruno. Welcome.
Hi, Nina.
First, give us a brief introduction of Shanghai Vest.
Sure. Shanghai Vest was set up in 2010. We've been doing advisory work, that means merger and acquisition advisory between China and Europe and other countries, helping both European investors invest in China or set up JVs or do other kind of corporate development, and most importantly for us, advising Chinese investors assess and invest in European companies.
Are there any certain sectors that you focus on?
Historically, I would say the DNA is still technology. I would say TMT is a forte for us.
What kind of deals have you been working on lately?
Historically, we have advised private equity and VC funds in Europe to divest some of their investments into tech companies, one of them being a cell phone OEM. Based in France and China, which we sold to a listed company called TCL Communication, which is now in the top 5-6 worldwide. We also advise companies like App Annie. App Annie is a mobile analytics company based in Beijing with offices in Silicon Valley, in London, and we helped them on their first round of investment a few years ago. Later on, they've been able to raise Series B, Series C, and their latest investment was with latest fundraising was with Sequoia. As of late, we've been working on fundraising for e-commerce companies in the family and baby products e-commerce sector in China. We've also worked on cosmetics companies in Europe, selling cosmetics companies both in the skincare and the perfume industry. And we are very active also with one of our clients is a consulting company in the luxury industry. Although it's Shanghai-based, it's a worldwide company that we're currently selling to European and Chinese investors.
What kind of new trends have you seen in terms of Chinese companies trying to access capital in Europe and European companies potentially receiving investments from China?
To answer the first questions, we have not seen Chinese companies trying to access a lot of capital in Europe. It's sadly unlikely for the reason that when VCs have set up a Chinese entity, they invest in Chinese companies, but Chinese companies would rarely go to Europe to seek some investments. Well, at least we're not seeing this as a strong trend. We're seeing more of the M&A trend, for example, Kraft Food in investing into some local sweet company in Shanghai for almost a billion dollars. On the other side, let's say European or U.S. or other geography companies looking for investment from Chinese companies, we're seeing a lot of interest. And historically, real estate, natural resources, infrastructure are the biggest recipient of Chinese overseas investment. And we're seeing more private enterprises and less state-owned companies, or at least the proportion, the breakdown is getting more even. And in terms of sectors, I'm French, so I'm going to talk about France for a second. Obviously, wine and wineries have been a strong recipient of Chinese investments. I can see this as a very strong trend and is going to continue in the future because the Chinese market for wine is growing strongly And Chinese investors understand the necessity also to refine, sophisticate on building better wineries at home in China. This happens by taking the technology, the know-how from Gironde and Burgundy into Chinese vineyards. We see more of Chinese investors in the digital industry coming into Europe and investing into either technology and know-how. And one of the recent example is, the listed Hong Kong listed company called Blue Focus investing into Weir Social. It's not a big transaction. I would say it's about 186 million renminbi, give or take 18 million pounds. But this is the first time, and I'd like to highlight that today because this is the first time that we see a Hong Kong company in, or let's say Chinese company in the digital industry and having being bold enough to invest into a UK, EU company in general. And I sense that this is not going to be the last time because there is a lot of creativity in Europe, and that creativity in Nordic country, in France, in the UK, is here to be captured by also Chinese investors. That the deal I've mentioned is a majority deal, but it could also be minority deals. And what I see in the future is most likely there's going to be more takeover from Chinese investors into startups from Europe that have established a position into, let's say, middleware, into some strong mobile applications or B2B and this is going to be used for Chinese companies to go overseas.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
With central banks around the world printing unprecedented amounts of paper money, maybe it's time to consider investing in gold and silver again? Visit goldsilver.com by clicking on their banner on chinamoneynetwork.com. You can learn everything about investing in gold and silver, place an order to buy the precious metal, or incorporate your investment into your IRA account. GoldSilver.com can also physically store your gold and silver, ship them for you to over 40 countries around the world. Click the gold and silver banner on ChinaMoneyNetwork.com. Are you a pro trader who needs all the professional trading tools right at your hands? Options, shorting, leverage, lightning fast execution? Then shorttrader.com is the answer for you. Trade up to 1,000 shares for only $4.95 per trade. Pay only $1 per option contract. Get 6-to-1 intraday or 2-to-1 overnight leverage on margin over securities above $3 with a $500 account minimum. ShortTrader also offers you the largest shortlist, and you can send orders instantly and use real-time market prices. Click on shorttrader.com's banner on chinamoneynetwork.com and sign up for your account and start trading like a pro.
Hi, welcome back. Our guest today is Bruno Benset, co-founder of financial advisory firm Shanghai Vest. Bruno, I want to ask you about one sector, the Chinese internet sector. They have been particularly investing in overseas markets pretty heavily during the past months. So can you tell us a little bit about what's your observation of their intentions by their overseas investments?
Yeah, sure. Baidu, Alibaba, Tencent, Qihu, and other companies have been very serious about setting up offices and really gearing up their investment, especially in the Bay Area and in the U.S. in general. If you're familiar with the e-commerce company called Fab, Fab is a fashion and e-commerce, design-oriented e-commerce website. Tencent only invested $150 million earlier this year in the company. It's just the beginning of it. So other investment, $330 million that Tencent also invested in Epic Games for a 40% stake. So these investments indicate how serious Chinese investors are, especially in the internet industry, about taking successful franchises and either bringing them to China or just have them as a learning case and learning experience for them to have more cross-pollination between China and the rest of the world. And I see also this with the Innovation Works, you know, Li Kaifu, is that setting up operations in the Bay Area and outside of China is a strong indication that the local market is getting a little bit small in terms of deal flow. If I use another example, Qi Hu, they invested in a Brazilian company in antivirus. So why Brazil? Because Brazil is, from emerging markets, is probably one of the strongest economies, and they want to be positioned in that market. And now we're getting more into cell phone penetration and mobile phone. Brazil doesn't have their own strong brand for mobile telephony handsets. They have a lot of small OEMs, but it's an opportunity for Qi Hu to be present in the antivirus and get into more handsets and to more mobile phones and to more PCs than they could do in China, which is a little bit saturated for them. It's probably cheaper in countries like Brazil and, you know, South America in general.
As you were saying, a lot of these Chinese internet companies have been investing in other Chinese internet companies domestically, even though there are probably not enough suitable targets for them to acquire. But you are also a player in providing angel investments for some of Chinese internet companies. Can you tell us a little bit about your activities in this area?
Yeah, sure. Actually, what we see more cross-border opportunities to work together. If I may talk about my Angel Group, which is something I do on the side, we are called Angel Vest. We have about 100 angels now and 20-something angel investments under our belt and some exits coming. Is that also the deal flow is strong in China, but because there are so many U.S., and Southeast Asia companies that have cross-border kind of business models. For example, one of them is to customize and to take franchises from mobile games that, you know, for, U.S. franchises and take them to China. So it makes sense for us to invest in that U.S. company because we are going to help them expand into the Chinese market. This is not essentially new as an initiative because there are also other companies like Yodo One that are doing the same thing. But we see a lot of cross-border, much more cross-border deals than we used to do before. It's a bit, in a way, scary because it's harder for us to cover so many countries. It's a bit easier thanks to technology. It's harder because the teams are spread out. But it makes sense because Chinese consumers are eager to try new things. They have a choice, but they are also looking for quality, either products, applications. They are more open, are very much eager to see what's going on outside of the borders or to enjoy a local version of a U.S. or European franchise. We have, for example, invested in a deal in China, which later moved to Singapore with still a development team in China that is doing entertainment and let's say gamification of running and running systems when you run on a treadmill, and their goal and their main market is in the U.S. So they are going overseas. We're going to help them go overseas, and we help Chinese U.S. companies and come and let's say investigate the local market, the local Chinese market.
Bruno, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Well, thank you, Nina.